Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is out in March. It's not out yet, but it's out in March. I couldn't wait to play it. This is The Exciters. Was The Exciters, Tony, in a track called Devil's Makeup. Do you like that?
That's nice.
I like that a lot. That's out March the 12th on Dirty Water Records. And something I just need to say before we go on about that is last week I accused Dirtbox Disco, if you remember that track, Tragic Roundabout, as being via a website called Music Submit. It wasn't. It was via STP Records, and thanks to Stu for sending us the stuff through. Right, that's The Exciters, Tony. There's a fantastic quote from quote about them that says, any band that adds an E to the word the, you expect to be a dirty garage rock band, and these are a dirty garage rock band. They fit perfectly. What is their MySpace page, my friend?
MySpace.com/TheExciters.
It is, with the extra E in there as well. So it's T-H-E-E Exciters. Exciters, E-X-C-I-T-E-R-S. That's Tony on Paulie B in the internet. Neil, you're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I have a poetry corner for you. There's one thing that is staying consistent on Punky of late, and that is we get a poem and we get a joke. We've got both in this beat. Guess who the first one's from? Guess who the poem's from?
Junior Hates Jizz.
It certainly is.
Nice.
Here you go. If you have a poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. This has come through from Joni HGS, who this week calls herself the Market Harborough Haddock Handler. And nice. She's moving around the country licking women one city at a time. Quote from me. Here goes. This week's ode is... Punky's one of my week's acest highlights. Good music and two silly gob shites. With warmth and good banter, off you pop at a canter, sacrificing sperm to the god of lonely nights. Very nice. Aww. Indeed. Thank you very much, Joni hates jizz. I still know more information than she hates jizz, I'm afraid. Now, I also have, and I haven't even read this yet, this is, again, from another regular contributor, and thank you very much, Glumbongo, Glumbongo. He's pissed off in the Congo. And this week's joke, if you have a joke again, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs. This is, and I haven't read this yet, this is straight away. It came through about 15 minutes ago, basically.
Okay.
My baby son fell asleep in my arms, so I carried him upstairs and laid him down. Then I went back downstairs for a bit of me time. I don't think the rest of the people on the bus were very impressed, though.
Nice.
It's a standard on the bus joke. Well done, Glumbongo. So yeah, that's about that for this bit. We are going to race through the show a little bit this week for no other reason than we haven't got a lot to say, have we, really?
Nah.
No. This next track, I can't stop playing them. I'm sorry. If you don't like The Scourge, you must be hating Punky Radio at the moment, because we're playing them every week, every other week, something like that. This is yet another song that Captain Marbles has just done. He only wrote the lyrics for it the other week. It came through. I listened to it. I liked it. Tony, what is The Scourge's website?
TheScourge.co.uk.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, Internet Neil. Here's some sound advice. Don't take a shit in the dark.
Tesco's, in Rumbelows, in Prambles, down at Londis.
Don't take a shit in the dark.
Always check that the light comes on.
Don't take a shit in the dark.
Perhaps even take a bit of tallow. I'm always very regular. I've got it down to a T. Morning, that's the time. I'm ready to dump me load. In Tesco's, in Rumbelows, in Cranbourne's, down at Londis.
Don't take the shit in the dark.
Always check that the light comes on.
Don't take the shit in the dark.
Perhaps even take a bit of tallow. Always check that light comes on.
Don't take a shit in the dark.
Perhaps even take a bit of tallow.
Don't take a shit in the dark.
Especially when you're at doggy.
Don't take a shit in the dark.
Don't leave a steamy one on the lawn.
Don't take a shit in the dark. Don't take a shit in the dark. Don't take a shit in the dark. Don't take a shit in the dark.
You're listening to Surfing Caramba underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm still hoping to get into the studio with Captain Marbles of The Scourge at some point in the next month or so to try and knock up some of my own songs. Might be more of that later on in the show. Ha 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 ha. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do. So thanks for your comments. As I mentioned last week, we're on both Facebook and Google Plus. We're ignoring Podcast Alley now, as everyone else seems to be. So if you are on Facebook or Google Plus, do leave a comment. Facebook, where you'll search for Punky Radio, and it's the radio station page that comes up. Well, I believe now we have a URL that Mr. Paul Beardles has set up.
I have, yeah. It's facebook.com/Punky Radio.
Cool. So there you go.
I
that's
did
even
that
easier. Impressive.
And I'd like to thank Graham Holland for helping me out. Graham from It's a Frog's Life.
Nice. So yeah, do that, like our page obviously, and leave us a comment. Alternatively, if you're of the Google Plus persuasion, go to gplus.to/punkyradio, or again search Punky Radio on there. become our friend, add us to your circle and leave us a comment. But here this week is our Facebook comment. So continuing from last week, Amanda the Knardnardnarden got in touch. She hasn't been in touch for a few years, and we asked for more information about what she's up to. So she replies, university. Amanda has no life these days. It's my last year now, and soon I'll be moving to Korea to teach English in around June, probably. Also had a crazy trip to India last year, and just having a life somehow keeping me busy constantly. You know how it is. How are you doing? Oh, I'm fine. I'm alright, busy, you know.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Yeah?
She's grown up with Punky Radio.
She has.
She's become a woman listening to Punky Radio.
Nice.
If you'd like to become a woman by listening to Punky Radio, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com saying, I'd like to become a woman, please. I expect something from Fatboy.
Probably. Well, good to hear from you, Amanda. Keep in touch and, you know, spread the word, email me a twat, whatever, you know, it's fine. Next comment is a response to last week's show, who says, it's from Dan Druff, who says it should be Comity Nibes PS Niski Mosque. Apparently we spelt it wrong. It's Comet's Dangerous Brain, apparently.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's you told.
Exactly.
And thanks very much, Dan.
Fatboy got in touch saying another catchy tune from The Scourge. Hope the chicken thighs were equally tasty.
They were. And do you know what I'm having right now?
What's that?
During the making of this show, I'm enjoying a chicken and mushroom madras.
Ooh.
That I've made myself as well, yeah.
I just had
loving
some,
the food, Tony.
I had some rice and broccoli, and we've got some fake chicken in the chicken corn. It was turkey. Turkey and stuffing corn. That's not great.
So turkey and stuffing corn, rice and broccoli.
Mm.
I'd fucking kick her out, mate. Like that.
The corn is not good. Really not. Just a public service announcement there. Stay away from it. That boy says, "P.S. Get some sponge on." I don't know if we're allowed, are we? Sure.
It's not about us not being allowed. It's about me refusing to play them.
Obviously, that as well.
Yeah, because they, the lead singer, threw a full plastic bottle of water at my ex-wife.
Oh yeah,
at a punk festival once, and I had words with him afterwards.
I remember that. True. So no.
If you'd like to hear the whole story of that, it has been told on Punky Radio, but you'd have to go back a couple of years.
Yeah. And finally from I Graham, who's saying, loving the new Facebook page address. That makes sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Graham.
That's it. Yeah, of course he's loving it. It was his idea. But thank you, I Graham. And there's talk about him maybe helping us out with a show in the not too distant future as well. Quite excited.
Oh, nice one. That's it, Facebook. Thank you very much.
Well done, Facebook. Mm. So we're up for the next song then, Tony.
We are.
Here's a blast from the past. This is a band called The Straps, who were relatively short-lived, sort of round about 79-80 was the kind of time they were going. They were very successful live, not so successful on record, but there is a The Straps punk collection out on Catching Oi Records that came out in 2005, and I thought, you know what, it's about time I played some real old-school punk. When I got into playing Krongen the other week, I thought I'd have a listen to some other things. And I read through the Straps biog on their website, which I'll ask you about after this. Interesting fact about some of the people who've been in their band. Loads of people from other bands that became very well known, like Peel and Spirit of Destiny and various bands. But also, they briefly had someone on drums who I've met three times. I wonder if you can guess who it is.
Eric Backenstrip is his name?
No, Lee Evans.
Oh, really?
They briefly had stand-up comic Lee Evans on drums for a while. Anyway, I don't think we've played this before. If we have, I'm calling it from the vaults, but I don't think we've played it. This is Police News.
Fuck.
sandwich.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Nice connection here. Rich Morton has supported Lee Evans on tour in the past. Oh. It all kind of comes together, doesn't it? What do I know is, Tony, what is the Straps website?
Thestraps.co.uk?
It's not. They haven't really got one.
Oh.
But if you go to punk77.co.uk/groups/straps, you get a really nice little biog written by one of the members of the Straps. So you get the truth from one point of view. Anyway, so which makes it probably be the internet one, Tony two. Did you do anything last week?
Just trying to find some quotes and some electricians. Electricians trying to rip me off all the time. But maybe right. I'm just having weird expectations. Apart from that, no.
I think you're having great expectations about it.
I think so.
Yeah. I think you're going to get ripped off by an electrician.
I think that's what's going to happen, yes.
Yeah.
What did you go up to?
That's right. Well, last week, mate, I'll tell you, I did my burn supper last Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
No one seemed to mind that I wasn't Scottish. And I discovered that I do like some Scottish food, but not other Scottish food.
Okay.
I also found that I can drink Scotch whiskey without getting angry. Probably to be surrounded by the Scots, who all sound so angry anyway, they don't need me to be the token angry bloke. But anyway, it was brilliant fun. And thank you very much to Robin, who invited me to toast the lassies at it. Thursday, did the gig Milton Keynes with the only blind comedian on the comedy circuit, a guy called Chris McCausland. Interestingly, and I forgot to say this to him, but my great-granddad was a blind stand-up comic.
Oh.
Yeah, called Dick Broughton. Anyway, that's another story. Friday night is what I want to talk about, though. I did Aldershot Town Football Club on Friday.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. And when I got there, the guy who was running the gig was a guy called Mike. And Mike said, would you mind if I introduce you to my wife? And I went, not at all. And his wife came into the dressing room and she said, oh, hello, I'm... I went, I know exactly who you are. You're Sally James from Tiswas. You're the first girl I ever fancied when I was 8 years old. And I just got completely starstruck. And she went, oh, that was 100 years ago. And it was sort of going, I get this all the time, clearly in the tone of her voice. And I just couldn't concentrate. I said, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to leave the room.
Okay.
Anyway, he called me on Monday and I started off the conversation by apologising for being such an idiot with Sally. Even the thing was, Paul, after seeing your act, you are the person I thought would be least likely to get phased or embarrassed by meeting anyone, let alone my wife. I went, listen, mate, it's difficult for me to tell you how much I fancied your wife in 1978, but trust me, I did. It was like, you know, I've met some really famous people. I'm not showing off. I've met some really famous people. I said, hello, nice to meet you. How are you doing? Fair enough. Met loads of people down the years, different people from the world of music and stand-up comedy, just entertainment, famous actors and what have you. Met Rich D. Grant, had a laugh with him. Met Sally James, fell apart. Absolutely fell apart. It's pathetic. Saturday night I did Sheffield University, and thanks to everyone who came on to that. That was a last minute gig. I was supposed to go out for my mate's birthday, or go and see Argy Bargy, or go my other mate's birthday, and I ended up getting a gig at Sheffield University. Really, really good fun in Ranmore Village, which does sound very much like a borstal, but it wasn't. That was really, really good fun, and that is what I did last week in my school report.
Excellent, well done.
Right, so I'm going to get on with another track now. Is that alright?
That's fine.
Right now, I've never really exploited this album. I got this album in when it came out in 2005. It's an album called Static Disaster, and it's made up of some really, really harsh lo-fi garage nonsense. The bloke who was involved in putting this anthology together, his ears must have collapsed by the end of it. It's a right racket. But what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to play two songs off this CD. One now, then there'll be a track to follow it from somewhere else, and then the second song from this will be after the next bit, if you see what I mean. But this is the first track on it. It's an absolute beauty. It's by a band called the Dirt Bombs. What I know is, Tony, what is the Dirt Bombs website?
TheDirtBombs.com?
No, TheDirtBombs.net. Paulie B and Internet 2, Tony 2. Listen out for Vaudeville and the Bad Omens. This is I Can't Stop Thinking About It.
You're like a freak, 'cause I'm a guy. ambition is all that I got. Do I look as hungry as I feel? Don't know how much longer I can deal. Don't stand on the corner, gonna shout it. I can't stop thinking about it. I watch the shows, how I take it, I just don't know. It's all around, but not for me. I'm slowly losing my sanity. Do I look as hungry as I feel? Don't know how much longer I can deal. Gonna stand on the roof, gonna scream and shout it. I can't stop thinking about it. Stop thinking about it.
As red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
World's a perfect place.
Yeah.
That was Vaudeville and the Bad Omens, Tony, in a track called Cannon Fodder. You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That track came to me from Music Submit, who, when I spoke to Graham, I said, have you seen this thing? It's really good. He went, yeah, I've been on it for years, but I've never really got anything off it. That's because there's very little sandal-wearing, long-haired, bloody Sunday morning arse music.
Yeah, true.
Vaudeville and the Bad Omens are an Italian rock band, and I'm really glad that I found them. I hope you like that. I say we are playing a bit more rock these days for two reasons, that there's quite a lot on Music Submit, and because we were briefly on an internet radio station called The Hard Drive on their rock channel, but we're not now, by which time I'd already made the decision. But I've already had a couple of people say thanks for playing a bit more rock like it, so fair enough. What I want to know is, what is Vaudeville and the Bad Omens Facebook page?
facebook.com/Vaudeville.
No. First of all, you need an IT-IT at the start of it, .facebook.com/Vaudeville.and.bad.omens. Tough.
That's crap.
Poorly being internet too. I had a feeling you wouldn't get that one. Poorly being internet three, Tony, two. I've come race. That's right, isn't it? Is it? No.
No,
did you get... No, oh, yeah, because you got the dirt bombs wrong as well.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
It is. Poorly being internet three, Tony, two. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 bar club. I actually know what's going on Sunday this week, so that's always a bonus. It's on Denmark Street in London, so do check it out. And here's this week's gigs, Friday to Sunday. This Friday, the 3rd of Feb, there is Viva Las Vegas on, and more to be confirmed. I expect a few more bands on with that. How much do you think that is on a Friday night?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Saturday night, Injury Time, Embrace Destruction, Dead Man's Chest, 20 Bulls Each, Stab, and Impact. It's Eruption Records night. Might be.
Sounds like a nice, quiet, unplugged acoustic affair.
Exactly. How much do you think it is?
I just like any band called Stab.
Stab, yeah.
That's brilliant. That, I can... I think we can safely say that's going to be a sonic assault.
Exactly.
How much? Oh, I'm going £6.
It is.
Nice.
And finally on Sunday, V-Attax, another band with two E's in the word the, and Prash Gore, P-R-A-S-H-G-O-R. How much do you think that is?
£6.
£5.
Damn. Mm. It's another recession busting Sunday.
Yeah.
I keep falling for that, don't I? Oh well.
Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason.
So does that conclude it, or do you have anything else?
I have one more.
Ooh.
So John's been in touch with the Bleach Boys.
Hello, John.
Hey, John. Who says, hey, Mr. T, gig for your guide. The Bleach Boys play the tavern in Old Welwyn.
Welwyn, Tony.
Welwyn.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Is this spelled W-E-L-W-Y-N?
Yes. Welwyn, it's Welwyn Garden City.
Got you.
The second garden city in the country, okay, after Letchworth Garden City, the original and best.
So it's in Welwyn on the 4th of Feb, so that's Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's free the day for my birthday.
Free entry. It is. There you go. Gorgeous. Mm. So there you go. So it's free and it's on the 4th, so do check that out.
Excellent. If you do get the chance to go down there, definitely do that. You will not be disappointed by the Bleach Boys. John out of the Bleach Boys, of course, has seen me in my dressing gown.
Hmm.
What a lucky man. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar,
as others.
John.
Yes. Did you see the Northern Lights the other night?
I saw them in the news.
Yeah.
I see them out the window.
No. That's all I did, yeah. Nice. Sometimes it's good to live in the north. Well, I say that, it's not. If you see the Northern Lights, it's good to live in the north. Otherwise, I wouldn't bother. It'll be shut soon anyway. Right. We're cracking on here, mate. Track six.
Yeah.
This is another one from the CD I was on about earlier, Static Disaster. I'm guilty of not knowing whether this CD is still available. But if it is, I recommend it. When I bought it, I'd have listened to it. And it was too hard, even for my ears.
Oh, wow.
But then I revisited it a few years later and went, oh, that's bloody good, that is. I should have given that more time before. Fabulous CD. This is a great band called The Intelligence. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the intelligence's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheIntelligence?
No, MySpace.com/TheIntelligenceMusic. Paulie being the internet four, Tony two. What a comeback. This is Tropical Struggle. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I suppose I should really have been a little bit nicer about the North, really, seeing as I am there this weekend. I've got... because it's Paulmas this weekend.
It is.
So, my gig's as follows. Thursday the... 2nd of February, this Thursday, I'm doing a gig in Beverley. In Yorkshire, which is just north of Hull, and it was actually where my brother was born. Interesting, never played a gig there before. I don't think he's been back. And then Friday and Saturday, I'm in Cheshire. Friday night, I'll be in... I've got to get this the right way around. Friday night, I'm in Bollington in Cheshire, which isn't far from Maxfield. And Saturday night, which is Paulmas Eve, I'll be in Sale. But I'm not really celebrating Paulmas this year until a little bit later. Paulmas Day, which is Friday, which is Sunday the 5th, I'll be doing what I normally do now on my birthday, which is or on and around it, which is a gig at the King's Head in Crouch End in North London. So if you are around London, friends, why not come down to that, say hi, maybe buy me a drink. I'm not sure what I'm doing yet, probably stay over, we'll see. And then I haven't decided what I'm doing Paul Beoxing Day yet, but I imagine I'll be busy, because I'm just busy with loads of different stuff. Have you got anything coming up over next week?
No, nothing. Work and house stuff, mainly all consuming. Yeah, that's all we're doing. My sister's birthday's on the 3rd, just remembered, but that's right. She's moved to New Zealand.
You've just remembered that, but she's moved to New Zealand, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I sent a card last week on the post, but you kind of forget these things.
Yeah, you do. Well, yeah. You know. I mean, I can just about. I can remember my brother's birthday because my birthday's the 5th of the 2nd, and my brother's is the 2nd of the 5th.
Ooh.
Yeah, freaky.
Weird.
Yeah, I know. Actually, just before we get on with the next song, I went to see my mental hygienist this afternoon.
Okay.
First time I've had any work done in 5 years, and I think I should have gone back sooner. She accused me of having the gums of an 81-year-old man.
Oh, dear.
Oops. Yeah, well, because you know when I had gum disease before Christmas, didn't I?
Yeah, it wasn't long ago, was it? Yeah.
I had a week off the booze. Well, it turns out the vein, the particular strain of gum disease that I had was some horrific necrotizing gum bastard that was most commonly found in Tommy's in the First World War.
Oh dear.
And it's called trench gum.
Oh my god.
I had trench gum. They didn't tell me that before Christmas. I might have been a bit more concerned about it. But yeah, so anyway. She started the long process of cleaning my teeth quite aggressively.
Hmm.
Oh, it hurts. But it's worth it. And she didn't mind me calling her my mental hygienist either. And she said, I see you've got 3 appointments, 2:30. I suppose you think you're funny. And I went, I went, yeah, I do. She went, right, well, until next week then. I said, yes, see you next Tuesday, and walked out, because I've also booked them all for Tuesdays. So I can say 2:30, see you next Tuesday. So I can basically... She didn't see that one coming. How childish am I? I'm amazed she wasn't more aggressive with the teeth, really.
It's a risky game you're playing.
It is a very, very risky game, but anyway. So, yeah, that's it. 2:30, see you next Tuesday. Sorry, the more I think about that, the more I'm laughing. I'm going to get up with the next song, mate. This is another band that came through for Music Submits, another rock track. This is a band called Black Dawn, and I'll tell you a bit more about them after we've heard it.
Okay.
This is Suicidal Groove.
Bye.
You're listening to the Chop Chops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Black Door. They are from the US, I do believe. And they've got four or five tracks. It must be an EP, I think, that's out. I don't think it's an album. They've got an EP out now. You can find out more via their website, which is...
blackdawn.com?
No, it's another .net. It's blackdawn.net. With Paulie B and the Internet 5, Tony 2. What a turnaround it's been this week. As if things couldn't get any worse for you, mate. You'll be telling me next you haven't got a twat.
I haven't got a twat.
Oh, good Lord. Go on then. Go into detail about why our listeners are letting us down again.
I started this year saying it's going to be the year of the twat and you've let me down. It is clearly just the year of the dragon. Not the dragon twat, like I thought. Please do email me your twats. Enjoy the feature, but you can't survive without your good selves letting me know about the twats of the world. And there are some out there. To email me, tony@punkyradio.com, or the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It can be that simple. It could be someone you know, it could be someone you've seen in the news, it can be anything. Just email me now.
We peaked with Uncle Randy, didn't we?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, but we have had some very poor ones since then as well.
Yeah.
So we've also troughed. So.
We peaked with Uncle Randy, now we've troughed with the paucity of twat.
Helped out.
Yeah.
So in the interim, I haven't got one, so I'm going to read out a few things. iTunes, in the sake of not sending me a twat, you can send us a review. Easy way to do this, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. That will open up the music store page on iTunes where you can review us. You'll need to log in, so you'll need an account, but it's all free. Reviewers, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. We do ask for reviews because the review system moves up the featured rankings of iTunes, which gets us featured more prominently on iTunes, and hey, might get us more listeners, and those listeners might send me twat. So send us a review. Thank you. Radio stations that we're on hussyscump.com 3 times a week at 3 different times. When we're on, please do listen to them as well, because they've got all the great music and great shows. It's all free as well, so you can listen. We're also on the Internet Talk Superstation, slightly different format. They mostly talk, but they also do have some music shows, I believe.
Yeah, they tend to be music-based podcasts, don't they, that they put on?
Yeah.
But
TalkSuperstation.com. We're on Late Night Friday. Finally, we're on Podunk, which is podunkradio.com. Great station. Do check that one out. We're on Mondays at 4 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah, and I've been having quite a laugh with some of the DJs on that. They've got a closed Facebook page just for the DJs, and of course they don't have witter on,
really.
And if you're listening right now on said station Podunk, bear in mind a lot of the DJs you listen to don't have witter on.
Nice.
And every once in a while I just drop in a bit of a bomb and just leave again. Something just completely out of order, but they're really good bunch of people, and I enjoy the shows as well. Do check out all 3 of those stations. Right, Tony. Last track.
Okay.
I like to think I've saved the best till last this week, Tony.
Nice.
Although I would be lying to myself if I said that was true, because the last track this week is by me. You know, when I went in the studio, I've recorded 3 tracks for an album that I'm bringing out later this year, but I also demoed another 10. And I've been laughing myself at this one. It's possible that you won't like this very much, but this has just really tickled me, this song. I wrote it in a rush. I wrote it in one go. It repeats 3 chords all the way through. If you'd like to know the secret of my musical success, those chords are E, G and A. It's quite easy to pick up. I imagine bands will be covering this around the country, around the world as soon as they've heard this. But there will be a proper version of this done soon, but this is as raw as it gets. It's just me and my guitar. And it's the last track this week, and you have to just excuse me for playing one of my own songs. But Tony, what is my Facebook page?
Facebook.com/PaulB.Edwards?
No, Facebook.com/Paul.B.Edwards.
Oh, shit.
Internet 6, Tony 2. This is Hanging Around in My Pants. When my wife left me, I moved into a flat. She kept the house, she kept the car and all that. but I didn't mind, cause I was back on my own. I could do what I liked, there was no one there to moan. That's why I'm hanging around in my pants. I'm just hanging around in my pants. I'm not attracting abuse or even a second glance. I'm just hanging about in my pants. I've only got one sock on, and I'm hanging around in my pants. I've decorated my house exactly how I want it. I eat when I want to. I have Sky Sports on all day. I sometimes wee in the shower. That's why I'm hanging around in my pants. Yes, I'm hanging around in my pants. I'm not attracting abuse or even a second glance. I've only got one sock on, and I'm hanging around in my pants. The other day I was hanging around in my pants when there was a knock at the door. I answered wearing just my pants and an odd sock, and it was my postman. He said, "Excuse me, but are you recently divorced?" I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "I thought so. I got divorced a few years ago, and for the first 6 months, I was just by myself, and I just hung about in my pants." Yeah, he was hanging about in his pants. Yeah, he was hanging about in his pants. Yeah, he was hanging about in his pants. He didn't give a second glance, cause he was hanging about in his pants. Yeah, he was hanging about in his pants. He was hanging about in his pants. He's just a hanging about in his pants. That was Paul B. Edwards and a track called Hanging Around in My Pants. And the very last chord you heard played, the very last song, the jink, that was in fact the key of death. More of that in future weeks. If you'd like to find out more about Paul B. Edwards, keep listening to Punking Radio. I'll tell you about it every week. Yeah, I might play some more. If we get enough people in saying we want to hear more, I'll play you another one off that demo, because there are some quite funny ones on there. But anyway, that's about it. Thanks for listening this week, Tone. What should people be doing before we go?
Well, don't forget to, we've used iTunes as mentioned. You can send me twats. I really do need those. Any kind of feedback, really. We don't bother with Podcast Alley anymore. So finally, just really Google Plus and Facebook. Don't forget to leave us comments on our respective walls.
Yeah. Sorry, I had a mouthful of chicken madras. Also, I would like your jokes and poems through to poorlybe@punkyradio.com. Title your email if it's a poem, Poetry Corner. If it's a joke, Comedy Suburbs. Hopefully I'll see some of you at the gigs I'm doing this week. Tony, best of luck not getting ripped off by an electrician.
Thank you much.
I think that's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't hear.